It is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Werpman. Of course, Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy, and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still, and she is back in the great Northeast. Good morning, Dr. Werpman.
Good morning to you. And it's nice to be, not, we've always been in the same time zone, but sort of the same climatic zone.
That's true. And you, I guess if ever there were a, it's sort of like the first robin of spring, is if there's ever an indication that some level of normalcy is returning, the doctors have returned to the Northeast. So.
Well, no, it is good to be here. And I have to say very quickly, Jill, that I live across the street from a very large park. I've never seen so many ducks and squirrels. It's like no people, but
ducks and squirrels, right? It blocked out. How are you finding the fair city of Boston?
It's actually right now it's quiet at this very moment. It has been rather difficult in the last couple of days, very difficult. But it's quiet and you know litter free, glass free. I mean, the streets are clean. Everything is boarded up around me. Which is really strange and unhappy, but
is it boarded up because of the difficulty?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah. Yeah. But you know, it's you're
better safe
it's
then.
Like, it's like all the windows are wearing face masks.
So there's some sort of imagery in here that if I were an artist, I would be really busy for the next few years. Now you did a piece which is fascinating. And we ran it by our resident, and he was absolutely gave it a double, triple thumbs up. So all I can say is you must be onto something here.
Well, this is I was aware of the fact that many doctors now have been using something called telemedicine to really communicate with their patients if they don't have some critical need to see them in their office because of the restrictions of, you know, coming to any medical facility because of the coronavirus. And according to actually some friends of ours who are neurologists, it's been extremely effective. They said they actually can see more patients. They have really intense face-to-face communication with them, and they may continue using the same technique of, you know, having a video conference, a Zoom conference, for example, with their patient. To check in on them, you know, to make sure that they are doing okay. And I also found out, just doing a little bit of research, that this is now being used more and more for problems with mental health disorders, you know, especially if patients can't come to the office as they can't. And this time, you know, of stress, it's really important to be able to connect with somebody who can be there, be supportive for you, give you advice, et cetera. Well, it occurred to me that right now, as you know, people are emerging from their homes and maybe in some places they go off to a restaurant or at least for a walk with a friend, they're finding that, lo and behold, there's pants that have zippers or buttons or their skirts that have, you know, waistbands no longer fit, you know, once you emerge from the sweatpants, mode of dressing with the elastic or drawstring waist, you realize that, hey, maybe I did eat a little too much these last 2.5 months or exercise too little, just because, you know, that was the way it is. Stress, lack of ability to be outside, to get any kind of activity, et cetera. Many people are now facing weight problems. And if this were a normal time, then some of us would go to a nutritionist, a support group, maybe our doctor's office, get weighed, be given a food plan, and be told to come back once a week in order to follow up and monitor our progress and deal with any problems we might have. Well, we can't do that now. And why not use this now apparently well-developed technique of a Zoom conference or any kind of video conference? Microsoft also has its own program in order to, you know, interact with people who are trying to lose weight. And it occurred to me because, Jill, I take a class for 15 or 20 minutes every day around noon time with a group of people. And one of the things that amused me is that, you know, you see people sitting in front of their computers, you know, in their bedrooms or in their kitchens or in their living rooms or what have you, and you see their environment. And like one guy who's on the class has a really wonderful-looking kitchen. I keep thinking, want to see more of it. Anyway, it occurred to me, if you did these weight loss support conferences using Zoom, that you can do more than simply look face-to-face with the people that you're trying to help. But you can say to the person, look, take your computer, or you can do it on FaceTime. Let's go over to the scale. Let's see how much you really weigh. And, you know, because I oftentimes, you know, would see people say, oh, you know, I weighed myself at home. I don't have to weigh myself here. And, of course, they're lying because they have no idea. They won't tell you how much they weigh, whether they gained or whether they didn't lose. You take your iPhone with this FaceTime, and you put it on, face it toward the scale, and say, okay, let's see how much you weigh. Or how about opening up the refrigerator for me? Or let's see what's in your pantry. Oh, I see some soda bottles there. And what is that big bag of Doritos doing there? You can really have an idea of whether people are actually bringing foods into the house that are going to cause them to gain weight, or they have foods in the house that might really help them lose weight. The other really important thing is to say, okay, let me see how much you're really eating. Maybe call a person during dinner, preparation for dinner, and have that person actually weigh or measure the food that he or she is planning to eat. Because none of us, well, maybe a tiny percent, ever really know exactly what our portion sizes are or how much of that oil or butter we're splashing into that particular dish. And if you are on the other side of the computer, if you are the person giving the support, you can absolutely say, well, you know, maybe that's more than a cup or a half a cup. You know, it really may be 3 cups. Or you're really eating more than 4 ounces of fish or beef. It looks like really 8 or 9 ounces. I mean, you really can immediately bring in advice and alter behavior because you are there when it's happening.
Plus, there's the privacy element. Plus, some of the there's a double-edged sword with the social. You definitely need the social engagement of these programs, but there is equally room for, the private. It's like, okay, hey, let's talk turkey here. If you put on a pound and a half. And you're doing exactly the same thing, maybe we can talk that through.
Yeah, I think the last thing, but the two things, you also can get the family involved. Because oftentimes there's real pushback from a family. Oh, mom's on her 50th diet, and why do we have to suffer? Or mom says, you know, I eat because I'm so overwhelmed with everything I have to do in the house, and look at these lazy, good-for-nothings who are sitting around here doing nothing, and one of the reasons I'm stressed is because they don't help me. But boys, you could have, in a sense, a family conference, rather than somebody sitting in your office saying, well, this is what's happening at home, and there's no way of really changing this. If the family is willing to participate, you can do that immediately. And also, Jill, why can't you have support groups who are willing to do this? In a Zoom situation,
you totally can. What I'm saying is, I am noticing. One of the things I'm noticing, this is just an aside thing, and we have to wrap this up. But one of the things I'm noticing is that people put on their best face when they are Zooming, and so you don't necessarily get the same. It's an image thing, but
the first time. But if you do it week after week, I think that disappears and you become more natural. Well, let's hope. It may be the wave of the future. We'll see.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Dr. Judy
bye.
Wertman, Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy here on Robinhood Radio every Thursday morning right around 8:30 here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.